Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Sam Perlazzo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Coluccio moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coluccio scores. Bannister moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coluccio. Heil reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 White Sox. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Gary Serum now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Knapp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Perlazzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perlazzo moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Perlazzo scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile scores. Adams moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. John Verhoeven now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perlazzo strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Norwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Norwood. Johnson moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble is walked intentionally. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Gamble moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tom Johnson now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Danford pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Essien moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzick pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perlazzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuzick moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bostock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Sam Perlazzo now playing third base. Rod Carew now playing second base. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perlazzo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.